感谢主耶稣带领我们下午继续来分享神的道。
Thank you, Lord, for His guidance. We continue to study His word, in this afternoon.
我们先来看马太福音十六章十五节到十七节。
Let us look at Matthew chapter 16, verse 15 to 19.
马太福音十六章十五节到十七节。
So Matthew chapter 16, verse 15 to 17. Verse 15, He said to them, But who do you say that I am? 16, Simon Peter answered and said, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. 17, Jesus answered and said to him, Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven.
所以说跟彼得说你是有福的。
Jesus tell Peter, You are blessed.
因为你认识耶稣是基督是弥赛亚。
Because you know Jesus, who is Christ.
是永生神的儿子。
And he is eternal God and son of God.
你之所以是有福的。
Because you are blessed.
是因为这件事情是天父所指示你的。
And because this is the God in the heaven who show it to you.
对当时的人来讲。
And to people at that time,
虽然大家也听过主耶稣讲道理医病赶鬼
though they know Jesus had speak and in sermon and teaching people and cast out demons,
行神迹奇事
and do a lot of miracles,
但是有多少人认识耶稣是谁
but how many people know who Jesus is?
最多就是拿撒勒人耶稣
and because they know only Jesus is from Nazareth.
他的爸爸是木匠。
That his father is a carpenter.
大概就没有了。
That's it.
其他不知道耶稣到底又是谁。
They do not know who Jesus was.
所以主耶稣问他的学生。
So Jesus asked his students.
你们跟从我这么久。
You have followed me for so long.
你们会或多或少听很多人在议论我。
That you have heard what people say I am.
在猜猜耶稣是谁。
That you can guess.Who I am.
所以主耶稣要他们说 Jesus, 大家的认为是什么
And Jesus want them to say Who do you think I am?
有人说你是施洗的约翰
Some people say You are John the Baptist
有人说你是以利亚
Some people say You are Elijah
或是耶利米
And you are Jeremiah
但是一般都认为你就是先知里的一个
But most people say you are one of the prophets.
这已经不错了。
That's pretty good already.
我们今天从小信耶稣大概没看到这一段大概没什么感觉了。
Today when we were born a Christian, we do not have any feeling to these words.
因为我们就知道耶稣是谁嘛。
Because we already know who Jesus is.
但是对当时的人来讲。
But to the people at that time.
耶稣也只不过是夫子。
And Jesus is the Son of God.
大概这个观念而已。
This is the perception we have.
所以如果进一步再问他说，耶稣除了是夫子以外，还是什么呢
？So if you continue to ask, other than Son of God, who else do you know Jesus was?
从主耶稣的表现大概就是先知里的一个了。
Well, from what Jesus has done, he is one of the prophets.
他跟施洗约翰又有亲戚关系他大概跟施洗约翰差不多的那一种。
Well, he might be related to Jesus, John the Baptist, but he might be similar to him.
这就是我们所谓说的瞎子摸象。
And this is what we say, the blind are touching the body of elephant.
摸到大腿说这象是什么？象就是柱子啊。
So if you touch the legs of an elephant, you say elephant is like a pillar.
当时的人对耶稣的认知就是这个程度。
So at the time, people know Jesus only by part.
耶稣是神的儿子，耶稣是弥赛亚。
And Jesus is the Son of God, and He is the Messiah.
他是属神的。
He belongs to God.
他是从天而来的。
He is from the heaven.
他是救人类的救主。
He is the Savior who saved the humankind.
他是很特殊的一个身份。
He has a very special identity.
但是大家看不出来。
But people couldn't tell.
这就是主耶稣曾经说过的。
This is what Jesus has said before.
在马太福音六章二十二节、二十三节这么说。
In Matthew chapter 6, verse 22 to 23.
眼睛是身上的灯。
The eyes is light.
眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明。
If your eye is bright, then your whole body is bright.
眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。
If your eyes is bad, then your whole body will be full of darkness.
你们里头的光若黑暗了，那黑暗是何等大呢？
The light that is in you is darkness. How great is that darkness?
从肉眼看到心眼。
So from the naked eyes to the eyes in your heart.
所以说要强调属灵眼光。
And Jesus tried to emphasize the eyesight in spirituality.
用讲得很快，很简单。
If you use your speech, it could be very pretty easy.
我们要有属灵的眼光。
And we have to have a spiritual eyesight.
我知道啊，我知道要有属灵的眼光啊。
I know I have to be spiritual.
怎么才会有属灵的眼光呢
？But how do I become spiritual?
这是关键问题耶。
This is a key point to the questions.
有时候圣经写得很简单，也很容易懂。
Sometimes the Bible say pretty easy and very easy to understand.
做不到。
But you couldn't do it.
达不到那个标准。
You couldn't reach the point. You couldn't reach.Up to par.
主耶稣希望我们有属灵的眼光。
Jesus hope that we are all spiritual.
那要有属灵眼光，要怎么样才可以得到呢
？How do we become spiritual?
就是马太福音十六章十五节到十七节这一段说的。
This is what say in Matthew chapter 16.
主耶稣跟彼得说的那一句话。
That's what Jesus say to Peter.
这是神指天父指示你的。
This is what God has shown you.
要有属灵的眼光。
You have to have a spiritual eyesight.
是神启示我们，我们才会有。
This is how God give us revelations, then we know.
我们看哥林多前书第二章。
Let us look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
第十节到十四节。
Verse 10. But God has revealed them to us through His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. 11. For what man knows the thing of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the thing of God except the Spirit of God. 12. Now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. 13. These things we also speak.Not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. 14. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. For nor can he know them, because they are spiritual discerned.
保罗在十三节、十四节这么强调。
Paul has said in verse 13 and 14.
他所说的话
Whatever he say,
是圣灵用指教的言语
It's from the Holy Spirit,
将属灵的话解释属灵的事
that he used the spiritual things to explain things of the spirit.
小字特别强调是讲给属灵的人听的
that it says it would tell to the people who are spiritual.
属灵的话要讲给属灵的人听
while the spiritual thingswill speak to those who are spiritual.
14. 说唯有属灵的人才能看透。
Only of the spiritual man will understand the spiritual things.
因为属血气的人不领会神圣灵的事。
Because the natural man does not receive the thing of the spirit of God.
好，那十节、十一节、十二节自己去看就懂了。
You can read verse 11 and 12, you may understand.
看回来马太福音十六章这一段。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 16.
主耶稣不是跟彼得讲说，这个不是属血气的人，只是你的；不是属血肉的人，只是你的。
That Jesus has already said to Peter, this is not from men who are of flesh.
是神启示你的。
This is from God who give you the revelation.
你今天才会讲到标准答案。
And then you will give out a standard answer.
你才会知道耶稣是谁。
Then you will know who Jesus is.
因为你跟一般人不一样。
Because you are different from the natural man.
那主耶稣为什么要问这个问题呢
？Why Jesus asked these questions?
问说我是谁
？Who am I?
如果你跟从一个人
，If you follow a person，
跟从一段时间。
That for a period of time,
老师问你说：“那我是谁
？”A teacher asks you, "Who am I?"
那说：“哎，啊，你就是老师啊。
”Then you say, "You're a teacher."
不然还要讲什么吗
？And what else would you like to say?
对了，啊，老师就是你用你的肉眼看到，用你的 属血肉的知道的一个现象。
Use your naked eye of the flesh to say you are teacher.
因为耶稣是神啊。
Jesus is God.
你怎么没有讲到这个部分呢
？Why wouldn't you say he's God？
那一种超越的。
Those are beyond our comprehension.
那一种生命的。
Those are from life.
看不到的。
That you cannot see.
但是存在的。
But exists.
那不是一般人可以懂、可以看清楚的。
This is not the natural man can understand and know.
因为主耶稣发现这些学生有问题啊。
Because Jesus knows this, his student might have an issue with his identity.
没有跟从耶稣的有问题，那耶稣可以理解。
Those who is not a follower of Christ, they couldn't understand Christ. That is understandable.
跟从耶稣的人。
But those who follow Jesus Christ,
没有属灵的眼光，
if they don't have a spiritual eyesight,
那就很奇怪了。
That is rather strange.
我们看马太福音十六章第一节到第四节。
Let us look at Matthew chapter 16, verse 1 to 4.
我们直接看就好了，不必再读过了。
Let us just take a look at it.
法利赛人跟撒都该人来试探耶稣。
Pharisees and Sadducees come to test Jesus.
请耶稣从天上显个神迹给他们看。
And ask Jesus to show them a sign from heaven.
光提这个问题就是好大的胆子了。
So when they ask these questions, they're rather brave.
因为不认识耶稣是谁。
Because they don't know who Jesus was.
所以可以随便乱问。
So they ask these questions without thinking.
也不知道耶稣是谁。
They don't know who Jesus was.
所以想从耶稣的话当中找把柄陷害他。
So they have to harm Jesus from what he said.
他把耶稣当成一般反动分子。
They think Jesus is one of those anti-social.
你以为主耶稣是来革命的？
Do you know, did Jesus come to create trouble in the world?
你以为耶稣是来跟公会、宗教法庭唱反调的？
And did Jesus come to go against the synagogues?
你把耶稣当什么人？
Who do you think Jesus was?
当反动分子。
You think he's one of the people from the riot?
主耶稣没有行过神迹吗？
Have he run, do any perform any miracles before?
你没有看过吗？
Have you seen it?
你也听过吗？
Have you heard about it? You have heard.
你为什么要今天要亲自来叫耶稣显个神迹给你看呢？
Why would you question Jesus and ask him to show a sign from heaven?
而且是不怀好意。
And they brought in this bad intention.
所以耶稣拒绝回应。
So Jesus refused to answer them.
所以主耶稣就跟他们说了。
Jesus said to them,
你们都懂得分辨天上的气色。
You all know, what.How the sky would look like.
什么样的情形就知道等一下会发生什么事。
What will happen later, the sky will show it.
什么样的现象你就知道等一下是什么样的气候。
Whatever weather appear to you, then you will know what will happen later.
这是你们的生活经验。
This is your experience of life.
甚至是你们的专业。
And this is your profession.
因为有些人专门在研究占星学。
Because some people study astrology.
会看呢。
They are able to tell.
不管你是专业的，不管你是生活经验的。
It doesn't matter you're professional or you're from your life experience.
你们都很厉害。
And you guys are pretty good.
因为那是你的专业，也是你的专长。
Because that is your profession and your specialty.
但是呢，你们并不能分辨这个时候的神迹。
But you cannot recognize or understand the miracles performed by Jesus.
主耶稣讲约拿神迹。
Jesus said the miracles from Jonah.
那是历史事件。
That's a history.
对他们来讲，他们也知道啊。
To them, they know about this miracle as well.
所以主耶稣说，除了你们知道的那个约拿神迹以外，没有神迹可以再给你们看了。
That's the reason Jesus said, other than the sign of the prophet Jonah, there's none will be given to you.
神迹是神的能力，是神的作为。
Miracles is mightiness of God and His doing.
淫乱邪恶的人凭什么看神迹？
For those who committed adultery, what are they qualified to see the miracles of God?
犯罪的人、得罪神的人，有权利看神迹吗？
For those who are sinners and go against God, are they qualified to see the sign of God?
跟神对抗的人有资格看神迹吗？
For those who go against God, do are they qualified to see the miracles of God?
那耶稣为什么要强调约拿神迹？
Why would Jesus say the sign of Prophet Jonah?
你注意看路加福音十章啊，十一章三十节。
If you look at Luke chapter 11 verse 30,
那边要强调说约拿本身是个神迹。
So it says Jonah itself is a miracle.
那耶稣本身也是个神迹。
And Jesus himself is a miracle as well.
约拿被大鱼吃了三天三夜再被吐出来。
Jonah has been eaten by a big fish, and after 3 days, the fish spit him out.
被大鱼吃了没有死掉，那就是神迹啊。
So after he has been in the fish stomach for 3 days, but he did not die, that's a miracle.
所以他本身就是个神迹。
That Jonah himself is a miracle.
那因为他是个神迹，所以这个神迹本身去传警告就有功效了。
So since he is a miracle himself, when he passed on this gospel of God, there it is effective.
尼尼微城的人从国王到牲畜全部都禁食。
From the city of Nineveh, that from kings to the regular citizen, they all know and repented.
悔改离开所做的恶。
And repent for what they have done.
还期待神看能不能怜悯他们。
And they are hoping for the mercifulness of God.
只是一个期待哦。
And they're just hoping.
不是说神你我已经悔改，说你一定要赦免我。
They don't say that as long as you repent, then you'll be fine.
你比神还厉害，还高。
You'll be better than God.
哦，你可以要求神怜悯你，这样赦免你。
You can actually request God to forgive you.
那你根本就不用悔改啊。
And you don't have to repent.
因为你可以下指导，祈求神，你一定要赦免我。
Because you can give a command to God, just forgive me.
你凭什么下指导祈？
Then what is your qualifications that you can ask God to do so?
国王没有这个态度。
But king did not do it in this attitude.
我们离开所行的恶道是应该的。
That we leave our wickedness, that is we ought to do.
神要不要赦免是神的权利。
It is up to God to forgive you.
当然我们很期待。
But we are hoping.
他说我们不知道神会不会赦免我们。
That we do not know if God will forgive us.
悔改的人就是这种态度啊。
And the people who repent should have this kind of attitude.
那主耶稣要更强调说，那我本身也是神迹啊。
Well, Jesus said to them, I am a miracle myself.
虽然现在还没有彰显。
Though I have not shown it right now.
以后会彰显。
But it will be in the future.
因为他钉死在十字架，被埋葬，三天复活。
Because he has been nailed to the cross, and after 3 days, he resurrected.
一样啊，从死里复活。
That he was reborn from death.
说耶稣本身也是神迹啊。
Well, Jesus himself is a miracle.
所以在马太福音十二章。
In Matthew chapter 12.
三十八节到四十一节。
Verse 38 to 41.
主耶稣就很痛心说嘛。
And Jesus said in a painful heart.
约拿本身是个神迹，到尼尼微城去传警告，功效一百分。
Well, Jonah is a miracle himself. He passed the gospel of God through the city of Nineveh.
我比约拿更大。
But I am greater than Jonah.
因为我是神啊。
Because I am God.
约拿是我创造的。
Because I created Jonah.
啊，约拿的传警告是功效是一百分。
And when Jonah passed the gospel of God, his effectiveness is 100%.
听了约拿的话就悔改了。
And whomever listened to Jonah, they repented.
那主耶稣来到世上。
When Jesus came to this world,
传天国的福音。
When they passed on the gospel of the heaven,
天国近了。
And the heaven is here.
你们要应当要悔改。
And you have to repent.
多少人悔改？
How many people have repented?
因为听不懂啊。
Because they do not
understand. 也不认识耶稣是谁。
Because they do not know who Christ is.
所以主耶稣在跟法利赛人、跟撒都该人说明。
So when Jesus said to Sadducees and Pharisees,
看起来你们很聪明啊。
It looks like you all are very smart.
很有专业知识啊。
Then you all are professional and knowledgeable.
可是对属灵的事。
But to things of the spirit.
对信仰的事。
To faith.
一筹莫展，什么都不懂。
You do not know anything about it.
接着下来，我们看马太福音十六章第五节到十二节。
Next, we're going to look at Matthew chapter 16, verse 5 to 12.
主耶稣告诉他的学生。
Jesus said to his students,
要防备法利赛人和撒都该人的相。
Take heed and beware of the heaven of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
门徒一听到相这个字，
When disciples heard about leaven,
不是想到人，是想到饼。
They never thought of man, but they thought of the bread.
所以大家都很紧张。
So they're anxious.
因为没有带饼出来，耶稣在问说、啊、饼在哪里啊？
So have you brought any bread with you? Because Jesus is asking about bread.
主耶稣知道他们在议论纷纷的内容是什么。
Jesus know what they're talking about.
说哎，奇怪，我现在跟你讲的这个话你听不懂啊。
That's strange. I'm talking to you, but you do not understand me.
我有说法利赛人的饼吗
？Have I ever said the bread from the Pharisees?
我说法利赛人跟撒都该人他们的像。
I was talking about leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
十二节说的。
This is what mentioned in verse 12.
他们的教训、他们的教导、他们的说法。
Their doctrine, their study, their knowledge.
因为他们所说的是错误的。
Whatever they say is wrong.
因为他们来找耶稣显神迹是个虚假的动作。
Because they come to look for Jesus and ask for a sign from heaven.
又不是打篮球，还要虚晃一招。
That's not right. Is they are not having a basketball match.
他们来找耶稣显个神迹是邪恶的心态。
What they come to you, Jesus to ask about the sign with bad intention.
他们不是因为真的耶稣显神迹，然后看到就信耶稣了。
It's not because they will see the miracle performed by Jesus and they will come to believe in him.
他们没有这种态度哎。
They don't have that kind of attitude.
他们的心态很邪恶哎。
Their attitude is rather bad intended.
这个就是撒都该人跟法利赛人的笑的教训啊。
This is leaven from the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
怎么会讲到饼去呢？
Why would you talk about the bread?
如果要讲饼，也不是讲笑啊。
If you talk about bread, you wouldn't mention about leaven.
要讲饼就要讲神迹啊。
Well, if you mention the bread, you would talk about God's miracles.
五饼二鱼。
The five breads and two fish.
多少人吃饱？
How many people have been fed?
七个饼分给多少人吃饱？
The seven breads that how many people have that fed?
那个跟笑有关系吗？
Does it have anything to do with leaven?
那个跟神迹有关系啊？
That is related to God's miracle.
看到饼是看到神迹。
When you look at the bread, you will see God's miracles.
听到人讲的话，那个是笑。
When you heard about the leaven, you will know it's talk about man.
那个是邪恶的。
That is of the wickedness.
所以人讲的内容你要特别谨慎。
So whatever man has mentioned, you have to be cautious.
所以后来主耶稣说：“哎，奇怪啊，连我的学生也不懂哎。”
Well, Jesus said, "Well, even my disciples didn't know anything about it."
所以主耶稣才讲标准答案呢。
So Jesus said to them with a standard answer.
这两种人的教训你们要特别注意。
Take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees.
根本就是乱讲。
That did not mention it properly.
因为他们没有属灵的眼光。
Because they don't have a spiritual eyesight.
他们不是被圣灵感动。
They are not moved by the Holy Spirit.
所以他们不懂。
So they do not know.
刚好做相反的事。
They do things against the Holy Spirit.
所以主耶稣才在问学生。
So Jesus asked his disciple.
一般人对我的看法是什么？
So how people look at me?
认定我耶稣是谁？
What do they think I am?
也没有一个人讲对啊。
No, none of them can answer Jesus correctly.
是彼得就起来讲了。
So Peter stood up and said.
主耶稣说啊，感谢神，这个是神启示你的。
Jesus said to him, "Thank God, this is God who gave you the revelation."
所以主耶稣就继续讲了。
So Jesus continued to say.
因为在这个学生当中
，because among his disciples,
至少有彼得已经有属灵的概念了。
At least Peter.Know about this spiritual discernment.
在这件事情上，耶稣是谁这件事情上，他已经被神启示了。
That who Jesus was, that Peter has received revelations from God.
所以主耶稣就继续讲了。
Jesus continued to say,
马太福音十六章十八节到二十节这一段，我们用看了就好了。
So Matthew chapter 16 from verse 16 to 18, which is we can look at
十八节。主耶稣告诉他
，Verse 18, Jesus said to them,
说你是彼得
，You are Peter.
我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
On this rock, I will build my church.
所以现在有些宗教信仰就是用这句话在做他们的事啊。
Some of the churches will build, some of the churches in this world will build their church based on these words.
因为这个人是有权柄的。
Because this person come with authority.
彼得了。
Peter.
天国的钥匙要交给他。
Has the gate of the heaven, the key to the heaven will be given to Peter.
所以现在有些宗教信仰就是这样啊。
So some of the religious belief is like this.
所以一样嘛，还是听不懂主耶稣讲什么哈。
So it is same that they couldn't understand what Jesus has said.
所以才会用很表面的神的话，然后去做了。
So they really understand God's word in a superficially and do it accordingly.
然后自认为说我们有按照圣经这样做。
Well, they believe that they have followed Bible teaching.
是吗？主耶稣这样讲是这个意思吗
？Was it right? Did Jesus say that?
主耶稣说：“你是彼得。”
Jesus said, "You are Peter."
我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
On this rock, I will build my church.
好，彼得跟磐石这个字啊，这两个字，磐石这个字跟彼得这个字。
Peter and rock, these two words,
字是不一样。
The words are different.
但是字的意思是一样。
But the meaning are the same.
彼得就是磐石。
Peter is the rock.
磐石就是彼得。
A rock is Peter.
它是同义字。
They are the same. They have the same meaning.
好，那你随便带啊，好像在算数学一样。
It's just like calculation. You can deduce it.
你是磐石。
You are the rock.
我要把教会建造在这彼得上。
I want to build this church on Peter.
反过来讲就是这样。
Well, that's the other way around. Vice versa.
现在这个彼得是谁？
Who is Peter?
是被神指示、被神启示的那个人。
Peter is authorized by God and received revelation from him.
所以我要你是彼得，我要把教会建在这磐石上。
So、you are Peter. I want to build a church on this rock.
因为彼得的字义也是磐石啊。
So Peter, his word has the same meaning as rock.
所以乍听之下说，对，人家圣经有说。主耶稣亲口说的，要把他的教神，我主耶稣的教会建在造彼得身上。
So it says like this words, Peter on this rock I will build my church.
不是，是要建造在这种像彼得这样有被神启示的这种人身上。
So it is like building, his church on Peter who has authority from God.
不然21节到23节就矛盾就冲突了。
So if you did not interpret like this, then there will be a conflict for verse 21 and 22.
接着下来，彼得就很奇怪了。
Peter feels strange.
被主耶稣赶鬼。
He was cast out demon by Jesus Christ.
刚才不是要将神的教会建造在彼得身上吗？ So, 现在彼得被主耶稣赶鬼了。
Well, it says that they want to build a church on this rock.To Peter, but then now Jesus was about to cast out demon from Peter.
所以当主耶稣在讲把教会建在这磐石上，不是要交给彼得。
When Jesus said that on this rock he will build his church, it's not appointed to Peter.
是交给像有神被神启示的人。
It's for those who has been authorized by God.
那磐石是谁啊？
Then who is this rock?
我们不是说基督就是灵磐石吗？属灵的磐石啊。
Then we say this Christ is a spiritual rock.
以弗所书二章十九节、十九二十，你继续看哈。
So you can look at Ephesians chapter 2 verse 19 to 20.
还有哥林多前书第三章。
And First Corinthians chapter 3.
你从第十节这样继续看。
And you can read on from verse 10.
他是在告诉我们什么
？That what this verses are telling us.
那个基础、那个磐石是谁？
Who is this cornerstone?
那个磐石就是基督了。
This rock is Christ.
所以这里主耶稣说要把教会建造在这磐石上。
So, on this rock, Jesus will build his church.
一方面在指着是属灵的人。
So, one, that Jesus was talking about spiritual, people.
一方面就是主耶稣本身。
Another one is talking about Jesus Christ himself.
所以他说这个教会是有权柄的。
So this church will be full of authority.
所以这叫做天国的钥匙。
And that says this is the keys of the kingdom of heaven.
钥匙是强调权柄。
But the keys means authority.
天国的权柄。
The authority from
heaven. 神国度的权柄。
Then authority from God.
教会的权柄。
And authority from church.
教权柄要交给谁？
Then who is this authority of church?
交给属灵的人。
So it will be authorized and given to a spiritual people.
他才会运用这个属灵的权柄。
Then these people will use the spiritual authority.
怎么捆绑？怎么释放？
And how would you release it? And how would you tie it?
其实这两个字眼是当时司法单位在用的专有名词。
And these are the two words that used by the law at that time.
捆绑就是禁止。
When you are bound, that means restrict.
释放就是允许。
When you are loose, that means you permit.
如果以司法以法院的立场来讲
，So according to the law court,
他有权柄。
They have authority.
允许你。
They will allow you.
禁止你。
And they will restrict you.
国家给他公权力。
Well, the country has given them power.
那今天教会有权柄。
Now today the church has authority.
那这个教会当然是神同在的教会。
And this is a church that has the togetherness with God.
那有神同在的教会。
When God is with a church,
他所指示的宣判
，whatever He has given to us,
视为有效
，and is effective.
可以捆绑，可以释放。
Then you can loose and you can tie.
就是可以禁止，可以禁止，可以允许。
You can permit and you can restrict.
这叫做权柄。
This is authority.
所以权柄是交给有神同在的教会，有属灵的人。
So authority is given to the church in authority and to the people of this church who has the authority.
它不只是一个制度而已。
That is not just an institution.
这个就是当时主耶稣说的一个重点。
This is what the main point Jesus has said to them.
所以今天教会。
So now today, church.
以弗所书一章二十三节就说了。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 23.
教会是基督的身体。
Christ, church is the body of Christ.
是那充满万有者所充满的。
It belongs to the one that filled the universe.
就是神的灵充满的啦。
That it is Him who fills all in all.
没有基督的灵就不属基督。
Without the Spirit of Christ, then you don't belong to Christ.
罗马书八章九节就是这么说。
That Romans chapter 8 verse 9
那就是在强调教会啊。
It emphasized the church.
所以今天教会要有权柄。
So the church today has to have authority.
不是说你说你是教会，那教会就有权柄了。
No, it's not saying you are the church, then you have the authority.
你是哪个教会的？
And what church are you come from?
你的教会是怎么来的？
And what how did your church come from?
是人设立的还是圣灵建设的？
This would be established by man or by the Holy Spirit.
罗马书十章十五节怎么说？
What did Romans chapter 10 verse 15 say?
没有奉差遣怎能传道？
So if you, how can you preach unless they are sent?
马太福音十章第一节。
Matthew chapter 10 verse 1.
主耶稣差遣他们学生出去传福音。
So when Jesus asked the disciples to preach the gospel,
把他们叫过来。
And they asked them over,
给他们权柄。
And give them authority.
就是医病赶鬼的能力啊。
Because it is a power to cast the demons.
使徒行传十三章第一节到第五节。
Acts chapter 13 verse, sorry.
使徒行传十三章第一节到第五节。
Acts chapter 13 verse 1 to 5.
保罗要出去要去国外传福音。
Paul was about to preach overseas.
你去对照加拉太书第一章。
You can compare this with Galatians chapter 1.
保罗是怎么解释的？
How did Paul explain this?
他被荣光照耀，眼睛瞎了，趴在地上。
That he was shone by the bright light and fell onto the ground.
有声音告诉他。
A sound told him.
要到国外去传福音。
That you have to preach to afar.
接到这个呼召之后。
And after he received this message.
保罗没有马上出去呢。
Paul did not go out immediately.
他要去隐藏自己耶。
That he went to hide himself.
装备自己。
That he had to equip himself.
然后在安提阿教会那边等候。
Then he would have to wait in the church in Antioch.
等候差遣。
Then he wait for the commandment of God.
等候圣灵的差遣。
And wait for the message from the Holy Spirit.
说他在安提阿教会那边一边侍奉神，一边进食祷告。
That he served God in Antioch at the same time he fast and pray.
请听圣灵的差遣。
Then he's waiting for the message and command from Holy Spirit.
后来圣灵就差遣他们。
So eventually Holy Spirit told, give him message to do so.
因为有奉差遣才有权柄。
If you are called, then you are with authority.
说我们今天谈教会。
So today we talk about church.
哎，不是你自己成立一个教会就是教会。
It is not the church that you established and you consider that a church.
谁理你啊？
Who care about you?
那只是个社团而已，一个团体而已啊。
They're just an organization.
没有圣灵怎么称之叫做教会的？
There's no Holy Spirit in this church. How can you call this church?
没有主耶稣的宝血洗净了一群人，怎么叫做教会呢？
If you don't have the blood redemption from Jesus Christ, how can you call this church?
使徒行传二十章二十八节不是讲得很清楚吗？
Acts chapter 22 verse 28.It talks about this.
主耶稣用他宝血所赎回来一群人才叫做教会。
When Jesus Christ has redeemed you with His blood, then you will consider these people the holy one.
还特别强调神的教会。
And was talking about the church of God.
哦，他没有强调真耶稣教会。
Then they were talking about true Jesus Church.
因为它只是个名称。
That this is a name.
强调是神的教会。
And they emphasize that the true church is the church of God.
那才是属神的。
Yeah, church belongs to God.
自然就有神的启示。
Then the church will receive the revelation
of God. 神的能力
and the power of God.
啊，神的权柄
and God authority.
啊，那我们今天就是了。
Today we are.
啊，我们是神的教会。
So we are the church of God.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
教会是有使命的。
That we have a mission from church.
最后看马太福音二十八章。
Let us look at Matthew chapter 28.
十八节到二十节。
Verse 18 to 20.
马太福音二十八章十八节到二十节。
Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 19, 18. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. 19.Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
主耶稣用他的权柄命令我们去传扬福音。
And Jesus used his authority and entrusted us to preach the gospel.
我们就是教，你们就是教会。
That you are, we are the church.
教会最传福音事工要主动。
Then when you are to do the holy work, you have to be proactive.
哦，让万民来归主。
Then all nations will come to God.
给他们施洗。
Then baptizing them.
成为神的子民。
And they become the sons of God.
而且要将神的道理教导他们。
And you have to preach the word of God to them.
让他们能够遵守。
And let them to follow the commandment.
所以教会是人。
So church is built of people.
但是我们今天要面对一个现实问题。
But today we have to face an issue.
因为教会是人。
And church is built as established by people.
它有一个聚集的地方。
Then there's a place for them to gather.
像我们 Cerritos 一样，就是这里，这里是个聚集的一个地点。
Just like Cerritos here, we have a place for them to gather.
所以它要有一个空间。
And there should be a space.
甚至要有很多空间。
And you have to have a lot of space.
因为它是传福音的据点。
Because this is a place where we preach the gospel.
它也是造就信徒的据点。
This is a place we edify our people.
所以我们在空间使用上如果有不足的时候。
If we have insufficiency in using this space.
我们要为福音的缘故，为教会的缘故，教会就是人的哈，为人的缘故。
For the gospel, for the church, or for the people,The reason for
要让我们教会的空间啊，能够满足我们所有的人，就是满足教会。
That we have to get a good use of this space and edify and satisfy the church.
所以希望我们能够有这一份心哈。
Then we have to have this heart.
我们既然是神的教会
Since we are the church of God,
那我们更要重视传扬福音跟造就信徒 这个工程
Then we have to preach the gospel and edify the believers.
所以求主耶稣带领我们
May God guide us.
让我们有属灵的眼光
Let us to have this spiritual eyesight.
虽然我们是要建造有形的物质那个空间
So we are establishing this space in physical form.
但是它可以帮助我们在属灵上的一些造就。
But this structure can help us to edify each other.
就像我们同心合意来建造会堂的时候。
Just like when we have the same mind of one heart to build this, to construct this church.
建造我们需要的空间的时候。
And to construct this church that can give us space.
那一种同心合意
Then of one mind and one heart
呈现那个教会的核心
That it will present that we are of the same mind
看到信徒的那种价值观念
And you can see the value between brothers and sisters
属灵的观念
And spiritual perception
求主耶稣带领
May God guide us
我们起来唱诗
Let us sing him
430首
430
我们等一下祷告完之前啊，祷告之后的副歌，我们要唱430首的副歌。
So we're gonna pray in the chorus of this hymn.
沿着我这上面river，沿水双。